It's The Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media, the show for curious cooks and eaters. I'm Francis Lamb. You know, I don't know that I'd really want to be a full-time vegetarian, but I have to tell you that when it comes to the sheer variety of tastes and textures, I'm a huge fan of the plant kingdom. And this week, we're taking a look at some of its more underappreciated citizens. Things like a particular kind of edible flower that you might find growing by where you park your car, or crazy delicious sauces made by pureeing vegetables with fried almonds, or fruit helped along with just a little bit of cake batter baked on top. But first, we're going to go green. When I first started cooking for my wife, which is to say, back when we were falling in love and realized we wanted each other to live forever, we had this little chant we'd do anytime I put collards or broccoli rabe on the table. Dark leafy greens! Dark leafy greens! We cheered for them like they were the hometown team because we're pretty convinced dark leafy greens will help you live forever. They're packed with vitamins and fiber and antioxidants and probiotics and all kinds of stuff I don't actually know anything about, but it feels great to eat stuff you know is good for you. Still, we eventually stopped thinking about greens' health benefits because we're just so happy to eat them because they're delicious. And the chef Jen Lewis feels the same way. She spent 2 years writing a new book, The Book of Greens. It's an A to Z collection of dozens of different kinds of greens and tons of recipes for what to do with them. Chef, so great to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Francis.
This is a beautiful book, and it's so chock full of information on all these different kinds of greens. And, you know, I'm flipping through it, and the first one in the book is agretti, and I've literally never even heard of agretti. So, and, you know, there are like 300 more pages to go. So you might be the exact wrong person for me to say this to, but aren't most greens really the same? Like,
well,
I love them.
That's a fair question. I mean, it's interesting because in the process of writing the book, I thought a lot about greens, the flavor profile of greens and what you use when you cook them. And there's a lot of similarities as far as what do greens taste like? Chlorophyll, right? So you have greener tasting greens, you have lemonier tasting greens. You know, I found myself over and over using, you know, a salty pork product, a lemon, anchovy, garlic, but they are green tasting.
Yeah.
Some are really hearty, like kale or collards. Some are really delicate, like butter lettuce.